Well, Chinese President Xi Jinping kicks off a two-day visit with President Trump later today. The first meeting between the two will be held at the president's Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago. Much to talk about, from North Korean missiles to President Trump's threat to impose a huge tariff on Chinese goods because of what he sees as a trade imbalance. China is also the largest source of foreign students at U.S. universities. There are more than 300,000 across the country. And over the next couple days, we'll check in with a couple to talk about everything from cell phones to human rights abuses. Let's start with Simeo Lee, studying economics at Yale in Connecticut. Simeo, what would you like to hear the two presidents talk about?
Well, as an economics student, apparently I'm more concerned with how the negotiation goes with regard to trade. Mm-hmm. But also I think another issue that would definitely be discussed is North Korea, since they have launched a missile just yesterday, right before the meeting, which is unfortunate timing. And I'm looking forward to see how the two presidents negotiate around these two issues and what kind of compromises will be made separately.
Well, as you know, President Trump told the Financial Times, China has to help us with North Korea, and if China doesn't, the U.S. will take unilateral action. Do you think your country can do more? It has more of a relationship with North Korea. You're certainly closer. Do you think your country can or should be doing more to talk North Korea down from its weapons program?
Well, I mean, China definitely can do more, since China could very easily put economic sanctions. And North Korea relies really heavily on China in terms of export. But the question really is, does China want to do more? And I don't think China really does want to do more, because like the North Korea issue has always been a little bit sensitive for China. But I think probably something that will come out of the negotiation is I would expect some rhetoric to sort of counter the North Korea actions. I won't expect anything substantial.
But you'd like to see some language. Well, that's interesting. And you mentioned trade. What would you like to see with trade?
Well, I mean, again, I don't think a lot of what President Trump has been campaigning on are going to come true just because it's mutually not beneficial. But I think one thing that might be beneficial for the United States and the Chinese would like to get on board might be just enforcing the currently existing international trade rules a little bit more aggressively. For instance, I think something that President Xi might want to compromise on would be strengthening protect for international property and strengthening rules against anti-dumping. And those are the things that President Trump really wants to pursue, and that would directly corresponds to his constituents as well.
So you agree that you know, the Chinese have been accused of stealing intellectual property, patents and such.
Yeah.
You're saying that that's something that China should address. Anti-dumping, elaborate on that.
Well, China has apparently exports a lot of steels, like cheap steels, to the United States, which has added to a lot of agonies of the U.S. workers, especially in the Rust Belt, I would say. So I think that's a point where Trump would really want to get in and earn a little bit of something for his voters.
So that's so interesting. You agree that China is dumping cheap steel on the U.S. Of course, construction people here say it works to their advantage, you know, because it is so cheap. But as you noted, it's putting steel workers here out of jobs. So you're saying that is something that China could compromise on. What could the U.S. compromise on?
Well, I mean, U.S. could, like Trump, firstly could rein in a little bit on his rhetoric against China. And apparently, he has already reversed course on the question of Taiwan, which is a good sign. Also, China would probably expect Trump to compromise a little bit on North Korea instead of just saying, oh, we're going to go right in and pursue unilateral military action, because that's something China doesn't want to see.
Well, and again, President Trump has not said he'd take military action, but he has said he would, you know, take
right.
care of North Korea. So, but I hear
yeah.
you. Do the relations, when they got particularly heated between the Trump campaign and China, you know, Donald mm-hmm. Trump saying that China was raping our country with some of its trade imbalance, does that worry you? I hear you laughing. Or do you think that that's just talk?
Well, I mean, that's apparently just talk. And I seriously don't really understand why Trump is so insistent on focusing on the trade deficits, because the United States has trade deficits with another 110 or 111 countries in the world. I mean, the point really is, how does Trump domestically try to distribute this kind of surplus from trade more equally so that some of the voters who voted for him can benefit as well. That's when I think Trump could potentially target some of the key issues that his constituents care about. And instead of just labeling China currency manipulator, it doesn't do any good, because China's currency has been appreciating for so long now that it's really ridiculous to, for this moment, say that China has been manipulating its currency.
You're saying that Donald Trump should just try to figure out ways to compromise with the Chinese to make it better for the people who voted for him, the people who are in manufacturing and other industries.
Right.
Simeo Li, undergraduate economics student at Yale, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.